Now, you lived in the Highfield Street area. Did you know anything about the Jewish community that existed
up
there?
I knew one or two people. The fur people, furriers, I don't know where their shop was, probably in Granby Street or somewhere, but the family lived in Upper Tichborne Street, which goes from Tichborne Street to what?
Well, from Highfield Street.
Bidolf Street and all that part, doesn't it? And going back to Evington Street, I've just remembered that there was a Jewish family opposite to my mother's. Their name was Bagel, I think, and they had two daughters, very attractive daughters. And I once went, not as a guest, but I went to see one of them married in the synagogue on a Sunday.
Oh.
The only time I've seen a Jewish wedding.
Tell me about it.
With the canopy over the ceremony, you know. And the men all sit downstairs, keep their hats on, and the women sit upstairs in the gallery.
Even for a wedding?
Yes, I think so. Yes, yeah. I'm sure they did. Yeah. I don't know why they should, yeah. You?
And the bride and the groom sit under the canopy?
Yes. I don't remember any bridesmaids or anything, but I suppose there were some, you know. There was the mother and these two girls. And that was a house, although it was the side where the houses were a bit smaller, that one was one that was a little bit bigger than the others, a bit, quite a different style, with some steps up to the front door. Now, did I know any other Jewish people? The Serkins stayed in Tichborne Street for a long time, because I got quite friendly with a Mrs. Serkin who had married one of the male men of the family, and I don't know whether she's still alive, but she did move to live in the Albany flats on the London Road, you know, above Mayfield Road. Marjorie Serkin, her name was. She was Jewish, of course, like the rest of them. I suppose there weren't such an awful lot, but there must have been quite a few to have the synagogue there, I think. I can't bring to mind any of the others who lived around there, but there is something opposite the synagogue in Highfield Street that's dedicated to a Jewish person, isn't
it? The day centre, I think.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yes. I can't remember who it was. I've seen it lots of times.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Hart? Is that the one?
Oh.
Is it Israel Hart?
He was Hart and Levy's. That was at a factory on Swain Street, just near where Swain Street Bridge is, below the Hillcrest.
Was it? What did they make?
A big factory that stood up.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's still there now.
No. What did they make?
But I don't know. I've got the idea it might be hosiery.
Right.
Yes. There used to be some steps that you could go down from the Swain Street Bridge to get you to Queen Street. Of course, Queen Street itself, I know, is all pulled down and rebuilt, isn't it? But are those steps still there?
I don't think so. I don't know them.
I used to go down there when I went to see my father's pictures or whatever at the Empire. Because you could get to Humberston Road quite quickly by going that way, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Were there many factories around there when you were young?
Not really, I don't think. It was a very big factory, that one, behind the Hillcrest. I'm trying to think. I've got an idea. There was another one close to it, but I don't know what it was. I can't remember.
lower down towards where the police headquarters are now. I can remember that all being altered, you know, but I don't know so much about the more recent alterations with not living in that part now, but it's very difficult to visualise when you travel by a car from and go through all those back roads to get to Humberston Road and Uppingham Road and that way. I try to visualise what it was like when I was young.
Yeah.
Green Lane Road. My father had an allotment in Green Lane Road. He and his father together, they used to go, I think they used to keep chickens there as well. They certainly had a vegetable allotment down there. And I can remember walking along Green Lane Road when it was more like a country road, you know, and trees growing and nothing like it is now.
Yeah, and you walked from your house to Green Lane Road.
Yes.
It was quite a way.
It is really, yes. Mm. We used to, in the First World War, my mother and grandmother used to visit the soldiers at North Evington War Hospital, which was the General Hospital now, you know.
Oh.
That was a infirmary place before the war, I think.
Was it?
But anyhow, in the First World War, it was quite a big hospital, and we used to walk there from Evington Street, and it was a straight road through down to Melbourne Road, up Derwent Street, or was it? Is it Derwent Street where that Polish church is?
Yeah.
Up there to Mere Road, down Parkvale Road, which is at the side of Spinney Hill, cross over and you're at the corner of Gwendolyn Road, and walk up Gwendolyn Road and you're at the hospital.
Yeah.
Main gates, you know, those main gates were still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to go every Thursday and Saturday, or every Thursday and Sunday, I think. And I used to go sometimes with them. And then one or two of the men, if they were well enough to get away, they were allowed to come and have tea, and one of the nurses came with them once or twice. And I remember one man came from Nottingham and his name was Watterson. It's funny how you remember these names, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was an Australian soldier who visited them after he'd been back to Australia and came to see them after he came over to England again. That was all from the First World War.
Yeah.
But they certainly had these men in their blue suits with red ties. They wore they were like flannel suits that they wore, I think, and red ties. When you begin to think about it, you've got a lot of reminiscences.
You have. Yeah. It's knowing the right key to unlock your memories.
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody from the workhouse? Do you remember seeing people from Hillcrest, or which was the workhouse previously? It must have been still the workhouse when you were young.
Not really. I don't think I remember very much about that. Except if you went to any, if you ever went to anything there, it seemed to have a very peculiar smell.
What of?
I don't know. I've been to some funny places in my life. I've been into the prison more than once and played there.
Mm.
And my husband took a little group of singers that he was conducting at the time. He wasn't a professional musician, but he did. He did conduct quite a bit, and you'll never guess what they did. They did trial by jury, and of course, the men were most interested. You know, do you know anything about Gilbert and Sullivan's trial by jury? Well, you know what it's like then, don't you? And of course, they were very tickled. They had all these concerts in the chapel. And they were very narrow seats about this side. They had to sit up very straight because they were so narrow they couldn't loll. I don't suppose they're there now. I suppose they nearly have easy chairs, don't they?
Yeah.
They took us round the place and showed us the kitchens and things where the food was being done. It's quite interesting.
Mm. This is Leicester Prison you're talking. Leicester Prison you're talking about. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You go in the big door and they lock that before they open the next one. And
Yeah.
They still manage to get out though, don't they?
Yes.
How they climb those gates, those walls, do you?
No.
It's very
right. Well,